Okay, hello everybody and welcome to the Tuesday night Core Health Products Education Call. We try and do these calls every other Tuesday night. We're getting more and more requests to do them more often. But at this point we're doing them every other Tuesday night and the turnouts have been really good. And once we record these calls, then we make them available on our website as well. And the forwards and the listening of the calls from our website has really gotten a lot of hits. So we're going to continue to make sure that those calls are available for everybody to listen to, have access to it, to forward it on to friends and family members. One of the things that we try and take pride in here at Core Health Products is providing a lot of education as well and information for people to be able to be empowered to make the right decisions regarding their own health and their own well-being. My name is Dan Stratton, and I am the owner of Core Health Products. Core Health Products has been under this brand for a little under, about 2.5 years now. And we've really had a lot of success. We've had a lot of fun. We've shared with a lot of people. We feel like we've touched a lot of lives. To start most of the events that I do is I go out in the field and speak. One of the things that I share with everybody is a personal mission statement, which is kind of the mission statement of Core Health Products as well, which is to enhance and enrich the quality of life for millions of people worldwide, physically, mentally, and financially. And when you think about touching the lives of millions of people, that's a pretty big task. And it gives me great pride to say tonight, as I look through the list of people that have logged into the call, I know we have people on the call here from Nigeria, Africa. We're doing a lot of work in Africa, looking forward to continuing those relationships, touching the lives of those over there. We've got callers from Canada on the line tonight listening in. I know we've got callers from all across the United States and various different states and cities. We truly are going to touch the lives of millions of people, folks, and I appreciate very much you taking time to come on these calls to share our mission with us. Again, a mission which I will repeat one more time because just in the last few minutes we've had multiple more people logging on here. A mission which is to enhance and enrich the quality of life for millions of people worldwide, physically, mentally, and financially. The key word there is quality, folks. I think it's so important for us to be able to look at the quality of life as it is being lived today. And as unfortunate as it is that our health is going the wrong direction, we believe that we can turn that around. You know, right now today there's more cancer and more diabetes and more degenerative diseases and more illnesses, sicknesses than ever before in history. And that's a very sad state given that all the technology that we have and all the upgraded knowledge that we have of how the human body works. The fitness centers, the dietitians, the nutritionists, all the experts that we have, and our health is going in the wrong direction. Folks, we've got to make some changes. And that's one of the things that you'll also hear me say a lot in all the events that I do, as well as the CDs and DVDs that we create. And that is that if we do the same thing today that we did yesterday, we're going to have the same things tomorrow that we have today. We've got to make some changes because we're not seeing the health improvements that we need to see. So tonight what we're going to do is we're going to take some time here and we're going to go back to the basics. We have done over the past several months, we did a series of calls with some great experts in their various fields, from air quality to sleep patterns to nutrition and health, exercise. We had some professional chefs on and some testimonials from athletes. What we're going to do over the next, I think, four calls is we're really going to drill down into the specifics of each of Core Health Products. Tonight we're going to talk more broad about what are enzymes, why are enzymes that important, why are enzymes actually referred to as the very essence of life. I'd like for you to understand that if we run out of enzymes, we literally die. Folks, that's how important enzymes are. It helps you get a little better grasp when you realize that enzymes, without enzymes, we literally cannot live. We cannot exist. Inside the body, the heart would not beat without enzymes. Our mind, our brain would not work. We physically couldn't move. That's how important enzymes are. They are vital for life. And enzymes being that important, I mean, to the very essence of life, and they are in all raw foods. Every single raw food that has been created for our benefit on this earth, every fruit, every vegetable, every raw grain, every raw meat, nor anything else that is raw, one thing that is in common is that every single raw food is packed full of enzymes. And it's those very enzymes that break these nutrients down so that our bodies can utilize them for energy and vitality and providing us with that health that we all look for, so aggressively. Finding what it is that allows us to not have as many joint pain or not have those sore muscles as bad, or the neck doesn't hurt as bad, or drop the weight, ironically, and we're going to talk even more about metabolism. There's direct research right now today that shows metabolic function is directly related to the enzyme count within the body. As your enzyme count, the amount of enzymes that your body has in it and is capable of producing, the metabolic system is equal to that. So if the enzyme count goes up in your body, ironically, research supports that your metabolism equally goes up. So metabolism is closely tied to enzymes. Everything that goes on requires those enzymes. So let's take a look at why Core Health Products really has titled, if you will, or defined ourselves as an enzyme-based company. Knowing and having been teaching enzymes and enzyme nutrition for 20 years now, and knowing how important enzymes are to every single function in the body, it would not make any sense at all for us to provide a product that isn't enzyme-based. When you realize that every single vitamin that is needed or utilized within the body requires enzymes, every single mineral requires enzymes for its activation and utilization and absorption within the body, no matter what you're trying to provide, whether it be an athlete consuming higher protein or a long-distance cyclist or biker or a long-distance runner consuming increased amounts of carbohydrates, if we don't break those nutrients down into a usable, recognizable form within the body, those nutrients, not only can they not be utilized, they can and in fact will hinder the function of the body. So when we create a product, whether it's our Core Health Pack, our all-in-one, six products in one simple system, or it's our digestive health to improve immunity and improve digestion, or our heart health product, or it's our natural anti-inflammatory joint health product, every one of them are enzyme-based. Now, often when you hear enzymes and when enzymes is talked about out in general public or you go online, I spent a little time online earlier today and just put enzymes in there. Inevitably, folks, you're going to see almost always enzymes referred to or given as a blanket statement as four primary enzymes. You're going to hear of amylase. You're going to hear of protease. You're going to hear of lipase and cellulase. Those four enzymes have kind of been the fallback, if you will, by all these companies that want to jump out and start selling enzymes because you've got companies like ours and individuals like you that are understanding enzymes are so important. Well, amylase, protease, lipase, and cellulase, folks, that is the tip of the iceberg. I would ask you, please don't fall into the trap of thinking that you can get a product that has those four enzymes and you're going to address all of your digestive needs or nutrient breakdown needs or anything else for that matter that enzymes can and will do. Each of those enzymes are the beginning stage. Let's take protease, for example. Protease is often referred to as the enzyme that digests protein. Protein needs digestion. Protein cannot be recognized by the body. In fact, I say this in events that I speak at, and I always get that funny look. The body can't even utilize protein, folks. Protein, when consumed into the body looks at it and says, I don't even know what this is. Now, let me finish that up by saying that protein in that form is unrecognizable by the body. Enzymes are required to take that unrecognizable, unusable form of the substrate and break it down into totally recognizable and usable forms of what are referred to as amino acids. Protein is broken down into amino acids. Carbohydrates cannot be recognized by the body until it is broken down into simple sugars. Fats cannot be recognized nor utilized by the body until it's broken down into what are called fatty acids. So these primary enzymes that are often referred to as the enzyme that breaks those down, that is not the complete story. That is a piece of the puzzle. It is one small aspect for complete breakdown. When we take protein into our body, the body looks at it and has to say, oops, don't recognize it. I've got to provide the various enzymes needed to break it down. And protease is, in fact, one of those. We pride ourselves in teaching and including in each product what are called coenzymes and cofactors. And all of the many various different versions of enzymes. Protease has many enzymes within that family that takes each and every step one step further. For example, protease starts at that process for the first stage. However, once it gets down protease digesting the first stage, then there's pepsin, which is another enzyme, protein digesting enzyme, that breaks protein the next day down into peptides. And then you have peptidase, which is the next enzyme that breaks the peptides down into smaller forms of amino acids. See, there are many stages and steps, and each and every step, each and every stage requires a different enzyme. Enzymes are what are called substrate specific. So each stage requires a very unique and specific enzyme. So for us or any other company to provide a product that just has protease and try and make you believe that that digests protein is absolute misleading. It's not a complete truth. So complete or holistically formulated enzyme formulas must contain more than 1, 2, 3, 4, or even 10 enzymes. Multiple enzymes are required. In that protease family, I mentioned pepsin, I mentioned peptidase, but you also have additional enzymes that, ironically, are very important for the completed breakdown of proteins. You have bromelain, you have papain, you have various different forms of enzymes for those different steps. And each of them work in a different pH. That's also important because many of you on this call, including myself, we understand the importance of balancing the pH of the body, and one of the most efficient and effective ways of doing that is by drinking alkaline water, changing that largest component of the body. But if we can balance that pH, get the pH more in line with a holistic body, we are able to then more efficiently and effectively utilize the nutrients being consumed. So within protease, for the complete breakdown of protein, as I said, there are multiple different enzymes. I'm going to talk about factors and cofactors in a minute. Let me hit on amylase. Amylase is the enzyme that, as I said, breaks down your carbohydrates, your starches, your sugars, your things like that. And it's a very widely used enzyme out there. Many companies use it, and that's fantastic, but do not allow yourself to believe that amylase breaks your carbohydrates from carbohydrates down to simple sugars. It does not. Amylase is the first step and only the first step. Within amylase, or that family of amylase enzymes, you then have lactase enzymes. You have diastase enzyme, you have sucrase, maltase, invertase, and that list goes on, glucoamylase. If that list goes on, if each one of those enzymes are absolutely mandatory for that next stage or step of breakdown. If you're providing a product that doesn't have all of those enzymes in it, you are inevitably going to have to rob the body or cause the body to provide, secrete, manufacture, create, whatever you want to call it, enough of those enzymes day after day after day to completely break it down. So when you think of cellulite, same type of thing. There are multiple different, what can also be referred to as coenzymes, if you will, or assistant enzymes that make sure that we're breaking those plant fibers from cellulite, breaks those plant fibers down. Lipase. There are multiple enzymes within the lipase family that breaks fats down into usable form of fatty acid. So whenever we consume anything that is cooked or processed or enzyme void that has any fat in it, if you don't have all of those enzymes, the chance of that fat being broken all the way down into a usable, recognizable form is in fact limited. What happens when we don't break them all the way down? If we consume any food, carbohydrate, protein, or fat that is not broken down into its most usable, recognizable, simple form, much of that can and may be turned into fat. And that's where much of the fat is unfortunately coming from in America today, being stored because they are undigested. If there's anything that you remember from this call in regards to fat reduction, weight reduction, cholesterol, triglycerides, plaque reduction, remember this. Undigested fat cannot be burned until it is digested. I'm going to repeat that. Undigested fat cannot be burned until it is digested. So when you consume anything that is cooked or processed over 118 degrees. Why 118? Because that is the temperature at which all enzymes are killed. So anytime you raise that temperature to cook, steam, broil, grill, bake, whatever you want to call, whatever you want to use, above 118, every single one of these enzymes that we've been talking about are devoid. They're gone. They cannot do their function. So whenever you consume a food, cooked or processed, that has any kind of fat, that's in particular right now, that has any amount of fat in it, the enzymes needed to digest that fat are gone, comes into the body looks at it, and if it can't produce enough of all of those enzymes on its own, from the pancreas and the liver and the small intestine and so on and so forth, some of that fat will be stored. Undigested fat cannot be burned until it's digested. So what happens over a period of years is our body's ability to create, provide, manufacture all of these enzymes that I'm talking about at an adequate rate for how often we are causing the body, we're taxing that pancreas, that liver, the small intestine, and so on, it eventually starts slowing down. Its production of enzymes reduces dramatically. In fact, recent studies show that pancreatic production of enzymes reduce 13% every 10 years past the age of 30. So once you hit 30, every 10 years, 13% less enzymatic producing ability from the pancreas. 40 to 50 and so on and so forth. And as those organs start reproducing less and less and less of the enzyme, that's when we start seeing more what are referred to incorrectly as food allergies. Many of you heard me say, I don't necessarily agree or believe in food allergies. I believe in the inability to digest certain foods, therefore the body gives off a symptom. These symptoms may be stomach irritation, headaches, acid reflux, heartburn, indigestion. We get colic with children, with the young kids. Any and almost all colic is caused from an inability to digest those fats, those lactoses, those milk fats, whatever is being consumed, if we will increase that ability to be digested, so often, and we're seeing testimony after testimony after testimony of people calling in or writing in saying that my child's colic is a thing of the past, that my indigestion and heartburn is a thing of the past. It's about digestion. Those four enzymes that I've referred to again, folks, if you will look on any digestive product, more often than not, you will see them as being referred to as full digestion, and it's not. That is what makes all of our products so different and so unique. So how does that apply to each one of the products? When we are trying to provide a protein, a carbohydrate, a fat, a vitamin, a mineral, or anything else in a supplemental form, we make sure in our formulas that not only are we providing the FLUP enzyme, the primary enzyme that all other companies are trying to make you believe is the end-all, be-all enzyme that breaks everything down, we also make sure that we incorporate into our formulas the various other enzymes needed for complete breakdown from A to Z. Now, beyond that, the next thing we do is we also make sure that we incorporate the cofactors. Okay, so we talked about enzymes. We talked about coenzymes, or the smaller enzymes that support that complete breakdown. Then you have cofactors. Often people don't realize that for enzymes to actively function properly, there are cofactors, such as very specific minerals, that are required. Some of those minerals that are absolutely required for the body to function are minerals like calcium and zinc, magnesium. These minerals, some of these enzymes require those minerals. So if we were to provide you with this broad range of enzymes, which is much better than anything else that's out there, we then would be also doing a disservice if we didn't also supply the very minerals needed for those enzymes to function, or cofactors needed for those enzymes to function. And so that's why we provide them also with each and every enzyme and or coenzyme. So those cofactors. And where you find that in each one of our products is under that brand or insignia of MEDS, MEDS. You see that on all of our products. It's an acronym for Maximum Enzyme Delivery System. And what that means is that we have taken every single nutrient in that formula, we've cross-referenced it with every other ingredient in that formula to make sure that for them to be able to work synergistically together and to be able to be utilized at a cellular level, broken down within the body, that we have every enzyme, every coenzyme, and every cofactor that we can find to make sure that we can then provide what we refer to as a completely holistic, all-natural, direct extract formula for you, the end consumer. These types of things, I think, are very important for people to understand, not only those of you on the call, but friends and families of all of you on the call and those around the world. As I said, we've got people calling in from other countries, and those same principles hold true all across the world. Nutrient utilization is more important than just nutrient consumption. And the only way that we can increase nutrient utilization is to also guarantee and incorporate a complete breakdown of all your enzymes, your coenzymes, and also all of your cofactors. So I'm hoping that gives everybody a little bit better indication of the extent that we go. Our team of formulators, our advisors, and our counselors in making sure that we are providing you everything that is needed for a complete breakdown. I like to think that the MEDS acronym is really what allows us to say that we mimic the very laws of nature as closely as we can. I'll be the first to say there's nothing that will ever be as good as the actual fruit or vegetable or raw food that the good Lord provides for us, but access to that sometimes is a little bit difficult. So we believe that we're able to mimic that system by which nature delivers those nutrients as best as we possibly can based upon research in each and every one of our products. They also list a few of the other enzymes that aren't very often discussed or even heard of, but I think it's important for you to understand that we get the importance of these other enzymes, that because other people may not know much about them, most other companies don't put them in there, but they're important, and just because you haven't heard of them, folks, that does not mean that they're not that much more important. There's an enzyme called phytase, which I think is one of the most interesting enzymes there is. Phytase is an enzyme that actually digests and breaks down phytic acid. Okay? Phytic acid is in almost every one of our grains that we consume. So we look at, well, we're not consuming as many grains as we used to. And in fact, there's even rumor now, and I'm seeing more and more of it, that, well, grains really aren't healthy for us, and it's causing things like Crohn's disease, and it's causing things like, I forgot the name of it now, but I think you all know what I'm talking about, some of the wheats and things like that, when people are gluten intolerant. And we're seeing so much of that, and the misconception is, well, these grains are causing a lot of these problems. Phytic acid specifically is in most all of these grains. And as we are going through the process and seeing more and more of these genetically modified forms of grains, what the research is showing is that the phytic acid actually blocks the absorption and utilization of minerals. So without the phytase enzyme to break phytic acid down, those grains can and will cause some of the challenges that we're seeing in America today. But if we'll incorporate those enzymes, that specific phytase enzyme, back into our ingestion of those good forms of grains and get the enzymes back in there that may have been altered or may have been depleted or whatever else due to so many of the things that are going on, we can break those nutrients down. As you've heard me say, I don't believe in things like gluten intolerance. I don't believe in nutrient intolerance or allergies for the most part. What I believe in is the inability to break those nutrients down into a recognizable form by the body. Therefore, the body comes back and says, hey, don't understand it in that form because it's not down into a form that I recognize. Therefore, I've got to give you a signal or a symptom that something needs to change here. And that is enzyme deficiencies. As we deplete the production of those enzymes, our sensitivities to foods will be more and more. The symptoms will be more and more, not the problem. I believe food problems or food allergies are the inabilities to digest them. One other study I'm just going to throw out there is when talking about this phytase enzyme, when phytase enzyme was put back into and utilized or consumed with particular grains, wheat in particular increased the absorption of the iron in that wheat by 1,160%. Simply by recognizing that very one enzyme that is very sensitive and is denatured and killed very quickly. We incorporate that back in there, and it showed the iron absorption of that wheat, 1,160. Same thing with oats. All of a sudden now we're breaking those oats down, and we've increased the iron absorption, not content, iron absorption by 836%, and rice, 309%. Well, that's just one example of the need for enzymes to break nutrients down, for utilization. I believe that we're a country that is overfed and undernourished, mainly because the nutrients in our foods may not be there like they used to, but just as as responsible, I believe, is also the lack of our abilities to extract those nutrients from the foods that we are consuming. That is causing a major problem, and until we get those enzymes being taken back in a broad spectrum, meaning all of the many various different enzymes that are needed, not falling victim to those marketing ploys of amylase, protease, lipase as being the primary enzyme, it's much, much, much more than that. As the pancreas begins to decrease over years, as I said, 13% every 10 years past the age of 30, what we're seeing is that as that pancreas decreases, it produces less enzymes, but one last thing, it also produces less insulin. A slow depletion of insulin increases our risk of diabetes, as all of you know, and all of a sudden our glucose levels begin to rise. That's another reason why I personally, and I don't know that there's data to support this, this is a personal opinion, not a research, I personally believe that enzymatic deficiencies caused from the pancreas not being able to produce like it used to is significantly increasing the numbers of diabetics and the diabetic risks that we're seeing out there. The inability to regulate blood sugar levels from hypo to hyperglycemia all the way to diabetics. The inability to utilize our nutrients is causing many of those problems. And much of that is coming from the pancreas not being able to function because we're taxing it day after day after day, year after year, until we're getting close to what many doctors are starting to refer to as pancreatic exhaustion. I hope this gives you a feel for the need for enzymes, not only in the raw foods that we're consuming, but also in supplemental form if you are someone that eats cooked and or processed foods. We have a product called Digestive Health. That product should be taken with every single meal you consume that is cooked or processed. That product is in the Core Health Pack, which in the Core Health Pack has your digestive enzymes, all the broad spectrum, and your probiotics, but it also has all your vitamins and all your minerals and all your antioxidants. We're going to go drill down into each one of those products starting on our next call. On that call, we will start with the digestive health, and we will go into each and every detail of each of the ingredients, how they're used, why they're used, and why that product is head and shoulders above any other product that's out there, mainly because of our med delivery system, which ties it all together and mimics the very system that nature uses to deliver nutrients. So, folks, I hope you enjoyed the call tonight. As always, I want to close out by offering a special. We offer this on all of our calls to all of those of you that make it to the call. We only make it available for 3 or 4 hours, kind of as a reward for you being on these calls. And before I announce what that special is tonight, I also want to make reference and also a thank you to Liz Bailey, who has done a fantastic job in writing some blogs for us. Any of you that have not checked out our blog, you can go to Core Health Products, www.corehealthproducts.com/blog. We've got some fantastic, very well-written, research-based blogs, articles on there that can be used for marketing, can be used in events, educational events. But a very big thank you to Liz for getting those done and making that available to everybody out there. You're going to continue to see changes on our website. We're upgrading some things. We've got a testimonial section that is coming aboard, and the testimonials that have come in over this last 60, 90 days have been humbling. I can't wait to share with you the numbers and life-altering testimonials that we have received. So any of those testimonials that any of you might have, please send those in as well. You can always send any testimonial into info, that's I-N-F-O, at corehealthproducts.com. Now, to close out the special for tonight, and some of this has to do with the fact that many of you may or may not know, shipping went up again. The cost of shipping continues to increase, which is a huge challenge for those of us that ship out multiple packages per day. That shipping cost, we have chosen to absorb those costs into ourselves. We haven't increased our shipping costs on our orders, but please be aware that those shipping costs do continue to go up, and that is what the special will be tonight, is any and all orders tonight, small or large, will receive free shipping on your entire order, small or large. The coupon code is SHIP, S-H-I-P. As you're going through the ordering process, there will be a coupon code section. You simply type in S-H-I-P, SHIP, and you will automatically be given free shipping. Folks, I thank you so much for being on the call. It is an honor to have you on, and it's an honor to work with each member of the Core Health Products team as we continue to bring this message to you out in the field. And we would ask each of you that if it resonates with you and makes sense to you, to please share these calls and our information, our websites, our Facebook page with those friends and families that you know. Thanks again. God bless each and every one of you. Have a great night and goodbye.
Thanks for the call, Chan.